Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Arki Chankute back on the show. Arki has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 17 years. He's the founder of the organization that's specialized, the Learning Center, which is specializing in helping people like you and me get smarter in our businesses. He's the author of Built on Trust, which is my favorite book. I wish you could see my copy. It's dog-eared within an inch of its life and marked up, and I've almost destroyed it, Arki. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. That's very kind of you to say. I appreciate it.
Well, it's the truth, and folks, when you get my new book, you won't have to go very far without seeing Arki's influence on me and on that book, and that's a good thing, by the way. Arki, listen, we're talking about trust. We always do. You've taught us so much about this. You've helped us to understand, as I love to say, that trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a business best practice in the 21st century. And you point out that sometimes people wait till there's a crisis before they actually focus on it. What is that all about?
Well, the crisis sometimes takes the form of a betrayal or a feeling of betrayal. It sometimes takes the form of a client finding out about a problem that could have been discovered, weeks, months, many complications ago. If someone had said no instead of maybe, or instead of yes, or even said maybe instead of yes,
mm-hmm.
And worked it out at that time. So that a crisis it should not be feared. A crisis is just a turning point. It's an opportunity. In medicine, which was my first profession,
right.
the crisis meant, before antibiotics, it meant the patient was going to recover.
Mm-hmm.
The fever broke. Pneumonia, was the big scourge at that
right.
time before antibiotics. And so the fever broke. The patient was going to live. It was a turning point. So a crisis is a turning point. You cannot get in an organization or in your personal life, you cannot get to prosperity or mastery without going through crisis, and usually many times.
Right.
You recognize crisis with a them versus us.
Well, this is how you identify what needs to be fixed, isn't it?
That's right. There's your opportunity. There's where the money is. And you'll see this them versus us, when product management is forming opinions about marketing, they don't care about the product. They just want to get out there and make the money and,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. And marketing may say about product management, well, they're waiting for the perfect thing. They're all slow and they won't give us deadlines, et cetera, et cetera. And this is healthy if it's harvested. It's an opportunity if it's harvested. If it's left to fester,
mm-hmm.
then those few people who become addicted to conflict and them versus us, they tend to dominate, and you have gossip and so forth and so on, and that is a lost opportunity.
Well, and here's what a healthy version of this looks like in a small business. An employee yeah. comes back to the boss and said, "Boss, we've got a crisis. This customer has a major complaint."
Yeah.
And the boss gets up and goes out, walks out of his office, walks up to the counter, and says, "Ma'am, I understand you have a problem." She says, "Yes." And he says, "Thank you for telling us about it."
Yes. Yes. And what can we do for you?
Right. How can we make this right? That's the right way to deal with a crisis in a way that's not only fixes her problem, but it makes her come back.
That's correct.
And tell others about you.
That's right. So there are two principles in play here. One is close every interaction. Don't ever have an interaction without who's going to do what next, even if it's just an update,
right,
and when. Close every interaction. And then also, no pretended commitment, only genuine commitments. Commitments always are born in doubt. So never say yes when the real answer is maybe, because the money is in the maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to harvest the maybe. So the product developer who sees the flaw when the product is simple but doesn't say anything, and he justifies this or she justifies this very well, there's always reasons, you know, the
right,
lust and the like, et cetera, and yet that flaw continues and multiplies,
mm-hmm,
multiplies many, many times, because we're in this digital world that you talk about so brilliantly, And then,
Arky, hold on to that thought, Arky. I've got to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Arky Changute. More on this trust with Arky. He's the expert after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.